Welcome to this talk about LibreOffice accessibility and how it's implemented on the different platforms. My name is Michael. I'm a LibreOffice developer working for the Document Foundation with primary focus on accessibility. Okay, first let's start with a definition of accessibility. That's from Wikipedia. Accessibility is the design of products, devices, services, vehicles, or environments so as to be usable by people with disabilities. The concept of accessible design and practice of accessible development ensures both direct access, that means unassisted, and indirect access, meaning compatibility with a person's assistive technology, for example, computer screen readers. And that second aspect is what this talk will focus on, how assistive technology can interfere with LibreOffice or can interact with LibreOffice. So if a person is, for example, visually impaired or blind, how they can still use LibreOffice. One sample scenario of using an assistive technology, a screen reader in this case, is, for example, if we have a dialogue like the one that shows up when you close a document while still having changes that are not saved, the screen reader will read out the text of the dialogue. Do you want to save the changes? And then the user can interact with the dialogue using the keyboard, for example, the tab key to move between the buttons, and then LibreOffice sends an event on the via the accessibility protocol of the platform. The screen reader receives that event, and then it can ask for additional information, and then announce whatever it is there, for example, a cancel button. So the objects have different attributes, like a name and a role, and states and so on. So there's certain specifications that describe what they can have. But the screen reader gets that information, can then announce it. For example, cancel button or OK button and so on. So that's on the high level. The interesting bit is how that works. How does LibreOffice transmit that information to the screen reader? And that's platform specific. For a simple case, an overview, we have some kind of application that's using some UI toolkit. The simple application is just built out of toolkit widgets, and the toolkit takes care of everything and makes the application accessible by translating that to whatever accessibility protocol is used on Linux, Windows, macOS, and maybe even more platforms, and then the screen reader or assistive technology can interact with that. So it goes both ways. But in that case, the application doesn't actually have to know what the platform does, but the toolkit takes care of everything. That's the nice scenario, which we don't have in LibreOffice, unfortunately. So in our case, it's a bit more complex. This is a simplified diagram. We have the application again, as in the previous diagram. And we do have widgets, of course. And these widgets can be native toolkit widgets. We don't have a single toolkit, but we support different toolkits on Linux. We have GTK3, GTK4, or QT5, QT6. In this case, when we use native widgets, then the toolkit takes care of it and translates it to the platform accessibility protocol, which is ATSBI on Linux.